It's nothing, but yeah, I guess I'll just jump into this intro real quick, and then we can just run through the podcast. Like I said, we
Let's
talk,
do it.
we me and you talk so much, an hour is nothing. Like, I look over here sometimes and I'd be like, oh, well, we had an hour, so I guess we should wrap this up and then talk some more on
the
phone.
Say we got the same high vibration.
Right. Hey, I feel you.
That's
I was watching something earlier, and it was these like commentators, and they were talking about, and it was also negative. I was like, I gotta cut this off. I just hate the negative vibes, hate the negative energy. But
that's why I just turn the Prime Video and go to sleep.
Right. Absolutely. Cut on some
watch
music.
Something else.
Right.
I watch the My Kitchen Rules British, I mean Australian cook-off.
Oh, don't get me. Listen.
Oh, it's the shit too.
You think I'm playing about these cooking shows? I'd get.
You gotta, well, have you seen that one?
No, I'm gonna have to watch it.
Oh my God.
Is it good?
Oh shit! You gotta do. I haven't done season one and two yet, but you gotta do season two and season. No, I'm sorry, season three and season four.
And what's the name of it one more time? Say it for me.
My Kitchen Rules.
Okay, I'm gonna have to. What are you watching it on
MKR.
Right now? What are you watching it on? Are you streaming it or
Prime?
Okay.
Video.
Okay.
On Amazon.
Hey, look, I got the hookup, so I might have to see what that's all about. Also,
please do.
I also want to see what Candyman is all about, because I remember watching that back in the day.
I know, but that was so scary. Oh, my God.
That's why I said somebody was like, are you going to watch it? I was like, I got to let other people watch it and then
there
make
are
sure
two movies
and make sure they don't die, and then I'll watch it.
Right. There are two, what, really three that
What's
I
that?
Can't really do.
What's that?
I can't do devil worship movies, which is what Homeboy was trying to make me watch all the damn time.
Really?
They do possession because
right.
I've seen people possess before.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
No.
Mm-mm. And I've had spirits speak through me before, and it's sort of kind of like a possession in a way, but they're just speaking.
Right.
Thank God they leave.
Right.
Number two, I cannot watch Children of the Corn because I went to school in Ohio and they number cornfield.
Hey, hold on now. This I'm Cincinnati boy here. What part of Ohio, ma'am?
Xenia.
Oh, yeah, it is. Like I say, it's about...
In the middle of the cornfields.
You get about three, four good cities in Cincinnati. You got Cincinnati.
I got a 17-inch dick in the middle of the cornfields also. So that's like...
What?
Yeah, that's a long story.
Huh?
I'll tell you that later.
Oh, okay, all right. all right. Hello? Mic check?
Yes.
1-2? Huh? What's happening right now? Bengals football?
And the last one is Candyman.
Lord
Candyman
Jesus.
And Bloody Mary. I don't do shit in the mirror. I'm not going to say nobody names in the mirror so they can drag me into the other side of.
Listen, they're going to have to work to carry my big ass. So look, if you can carry me,
I mean,
look, you got me.
Carry mine too,
right, look,
deal.
I'm going limp instantly. I'm just, oh, get me there. Show me how bad you want to kill me, mama.
Okay.
Hey, look, we just gonna have to slit his throat. We can't carry this big dude.
No, they like, that's okay.
Leave her here. Get the dog. Leave him here. Shit.
Right. I can't.
But all right.
No, that's right.
Let me do this.
I'm ready.
All right. What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another Ohio BBW Network podcast. Of course, I have my lovely, awesome, fantastic, thick and curvy co-host. Miss Simone Thick, how you doing today?
What up? This is simply the fuck, Simone Thick.
She hyped.
Put fuck in there. Because right now, my vibration is so high. I can fly. I can literally do first class myself in the air, flying across nations and land.
You got that natural high. I like that.
I do.
That
I
natural kush right now. I feel you.
Absolutely. I wish I had some.
I'm mad at. Like I said, you in Chicago. Just get that. Get it delivered to you.
I know, but I can't afford the mortgage. I can't spend my mortgage.
I feel you. Hey, well, look, everybody out there, hook your girl up with some fun prizes, man. Look at get on her social media and bless her with some with her Cash App, man. And it is on there. So definitely holler at your girl.
Yes.
Anywho, I appreciate thank you for being on the show today. Thank y'all for coming by because,
absolutely.
Today I just want to talk about something real simple, something real basic. I'll start with something specific and then I'll speak on how it factors into the broader conversation. So Joe Rogan, podcaster, many people know, very popular in the, like I say, talk show podcast community and, MMA fighting community because he hosts from time to time. He has been taking ivermectin, I believe is the name of the medicine. I personally have no idea what it is. I hadn't heard of it until he had made the news for him taking it and people were considered taking it themselves and they were Googling it and everything else. It was trending. And
didn't Trump have something to do with that? Didn't he take that?
I don't. Trump took some fish.
Cocktail?
Yeah, some, I think it was like fish medicine. It was started with like a chlora something. I don't know. He took something else. It's just a whole bunch of people taking alternative medicines and alternative routes. Even with the whole Nicki Minaj thing, and we're gonna talk about that in a second, which also feeds into the broader conversation. But Joe Rogan was taking this, and a whole bunch of people followed the lead and took the same thing and Googled the same thing and was trying to do their own alternative research. And I guess my point about the people today is why are so many of us, and I don't want to say so many of us, meaning me and you, but the human race, let's just generality right now. Why are so many of us just follow the leaders? Why is it so easy for people to see, oh, well, he's doing it, so I'll do the same thing and not actually.
But wait a minute. Let me tell you what y'all following.
What's up?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I just had to open my mouth for a minute. Like, ooh, let me close it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want
nothing
to fall in.
Uh-huh. Talk on it.
Ivermectin is a deworming veterinary drug that is formulated for deworming cows and horses.
And that's supposed to say to people. That's what everybody want to start taking.
That's what they are taking, a dewormer.
Shouts out to the people. Like, if you're not gonna take anything for the vaccine, like, hey, I understand. That's your choice. That's your personal feeling. If you don't want to take the shot, what's up?
Wait.
What's up?
Then it says, while a version of the drug is sometimes prescribed to people with lysis and skin conditions, it's also formulated for animals. So you dealing with getting lice out there. So I guess you got the lice out your head.
Right.
If you have a tapeworm somewhere up in your body, it's going to fall
out. It's going to fall out. It's not going to get you.
It's not going to cure you from the COVID.
But right.
You get rid of the worms.
Right. I guess some people might be taking that as a sign. Like, look, we got lice. Okay, we're going to say it's for COVID, but we need to get rid of these worms. Right. I got you.
And I got worms
right
out my booty.
Right. But we're going to act like we're taking this for the COVID. And, my thing is just people think for yourself. If you're not going to take it, don't take it. But why take something crazy? Like, if you're not going to get nothing done, why go that route?
Okay, this is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who needs to hear this.
Right. Talk to him.
Anyway.
Speakers, talk to him.
I just do not understand. See, okay, let me just do a little backup.
Okay.
I will be 53 on October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
52.
Uh-huh.
And back in the day, we didn't have internet. I didn't have internet until I was well into my 20s, almost 30s, when internet actually
started popping. Right.
Right. And then, like, not even computers was really out when I was in grammar school. They were still doing key punches.
Right, right. Type, yeah. Literally type.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think by the time I got to college, we were doing MS-DOS and we were doing codes in order to even type up a paper.
Right.
And I even used an electric typewriter, if y'all don't know what the hell that is.
Right, right. I had one. My mom's had one.
Right. And then I'm of the era of the landline, an actual phone with the
circle
dial.
Grandpa had a rotary. Rest in peace, Gramps. Yep.
Yes. Okay, don't be making me so old.
No. He had one. He just passed recently, but in his house, he had that, and I used to love calling people. I used to call anybody. Just, hey, how's it going? I ain't want nothing. I just want to use a rotary phone. I'll tell you later.
You're so stupid. Okay, so the point is back in the day, you literally could only depend on not even really TV like that, because they would say stuff, but it was a lot of censorship back then.
Right, right.
So you didn't really find out about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing went viral because we didn't know what that was.
Right.
And, you know, we actually had to read the newspaper. We had to actually read books.
Right.
Yeah, there's a such
thing. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Book. Let me find one. Like, a book. You know that thing that's got the hard cover?
Right, right. Right. A bunch of sheets inside.
Yeah. And it's got, like, words. Mm. You know, it's like sentences.
That you can actually touch and feel, not the ones you swipe.
Yeah, And you can actually highlight.
Right.
You know, like, in a textbook.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, so therefore we were back in the day, we didn't have all this influence. Very few times were we meeting with our family members like that to be on the phone,
right?
Because paying for phone bills was high as hell, so you wasn't on the phone like that.
Right, right.
You did for sure wasn't on no long distance.
No,
because it was like $2, $3, $4, $5 a minute.
That was blasphemy, you know? Yeah. Right. If somebody was on, if somebody was on a long distance call, everybody in the house had to be quiet. Like, it wasn't just, it was every, hey, look, she talking to somebody over there in Texas. Y'all don't say nothing. Don't talk to her. Don't even be, don't look, don't even think about her. Wait until she finishes and then engage her.
Put the timer on because you better not be on the phone
at a certain time. Oh, it was only mom. There was nobody else. Nobody else could be on
long. I was on bullshit and I would be calling people.
Oh, would you? Oh, no.
And pray that the building come. And then it would come and it'd be like $1,000. And then your parents be going off. What the hell is this?
No, I didn't even pick up.
I don't pay for it.
Even now, I'm scared to pick up phone calls that aren't in my area code. Like, even that, that fear has been instilled in me from a child when mom was like, don't talk to nobody that's out of the state because I'm going to beat your ass. Don't pick up the phone to somebody calling out of state because I'm going to beat your ass.
My mom did that with me and being pregnant. She said, if you ever get pregnant, I'm dropping you off in the projects, in the Chicago project.
Damn.
You didn't want to get dropped off there.
Right.
That sounds really crazy, but. It affected so much so that my sister never had kids.
Oh, for real?
I only had one.
Dang. Tough luck. That bad. Hey,
but
it
anyway,
ain't no joke.
Getting back, because we getting off the topic.
Right.
The point I'm making is, back in the day, we had to make conscious decisions about things. Right. We had to take the information, synthesize it. Yes, I was a teacher.
Right.
You have to synthesize it and draw your own conclusion, which is inference.
Right.
You know, and inference, draw a conclusion, synthesize, go deeper with it.
Right.
And really understand what information is being given to you, and then you apply it to your life. So like the Bible, too. You can't believe everything that's in the Bible.
Absolutely not.
Read the information, and then you apply it to your life and your situation.
At the end of the day, it was written by man. So, yeah, I'm definitely with you on that one.
Right. So you have to think about that, and then you also have that relationship with the universe so that you can understand what's going on. But at the end of the day... Think for your damn self. Stop following people because you like them and you admire them. So what if they say take a turd and cook it with your gumbo, you gonna do it.
Right.
Because that person said so.
Nutty. Okay.
That's some dumb ass shit. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
I
you got
feel
these
you.
Trump supporters who there's Kitty.
Yay, the show is
Kitty.
Come on, get up here.
You came back kidding.
Right. she must
well,
be hungry.
Well, anyway, so the point is, just because Susie Q, whatever the hell said it, first of all, they're billionaires.
Right.
They got the money to correct their wrong.
Right, absolutely.
They do. They have. If they make the mistake and don't do something, they can quickly get the money together and go get whatever they need to go get.
Right.
And then you out here with no money.
Assed out.
And then you done followed them.
Right.
And they already got the shot moved on.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I been got the shot.
Right.
And you looking stupid like, what? I thought you didn't get it. I thought you researched. Well, I'm researching everything. Cool.
Right.
I just didn't tell nobody.
And just we're going to wrap this up on this last point. I mean, that just doubled for the, like you say, with the Nicki Minaj thing. She was pulling from her own personal reference on what happened with her brother, sister, cousin,
auntie's cousin,
right. And my point is just listen, regardless of what these celebrities tell you, you got friends, you got people in your circle you can talk to that you can verify information with, that you don't have to hear her talking about a third, fourth cousins, brothers, sisters, aunties, divorced. You know, come on, we got to look out for each other.
Changes in translation,
right? Absolutely. So she gonna get interviewed again and say, well, technically, I didn't say that. They took like just listen. People, take care of yourself. Don't let these celebrities ain't nothing but crazy people that kept talking. Because, like,
and anyway, just because they got money and power doesn't mean they got a brain.
Right.
A lot of them are stupid as hell, and they just came up.
Right.
And their brain didn't catch up with them.
Right. They just happened to get lucky. Right. They had the breakthrough.
Like some of the things, you know, like Cardi B says some things that are thought provoking. And the other day, she be sounding like she a damn fool.
Right.
Like, what weed was you smoking? Because you really sound stupid right now. Stop it.
When Cardi B first came out, I was not feeling her. But in the recent years, I have really... Like, the way she is on social media, how goofy she is. I gotta say, like, I've been feeling Cardi B is, she's a character. I don't know if that's who she really is, like, who she portrays on social media, but she pretty funny, man. I like Cardi B. I'm enjoying Cardi B.
Sometimes.
She just be a little much.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
she's a Libra, too.
I'm about to say, she in her early 20s, so most early
20s. She's not. She lied. She's in her 30s.
Is she?
She the same age as, They say that she's the same age as Nicki Minaj. She just lied.
Oh, for real?
My sister put her on blast.
This, it be your own people. It be your own people. Listen, if I'm the rich one, just ride with me, okay? If we brother and sister, and I'm the rich one, listen, whatever crazy thing come out of my mouth, just rock with it, cause you know I'm hooking you up. Look, y'all. I was 14 last week. Hey, look, he was in high school and everything. Just rock with me. You know what I'm saying? Just don't pop my bubble.
She did. She popped the hell out of it, and it was like a big.
Right. That reminds me of the Kirk Franklin situation. How right. his son tried to put him on blast. I'm like, bro, I'm your dad. I'm giving you the money. How you going to screw me? Like, you biting the hand that feeds you. I just don't get it.
Well, from that thing, I'm familiar with that. Basically, what happened with that is he had his son in high school.
Right, right.
And then he ended up remarrying and having other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so that son, being older, didn't get the Cadillac and the benefits that the other kids got.
Oh, okay.
And the love and the patience. And plus, they say that the son is bipolar or something wrong with him.
Right, right, right.
And so, you know, he does crazy-ass stuff. And Kirk Franklin just got...
Had enough.
He just went in daddy mode and was right. like, I will beat the...
right. He went in black dad mode and say, look, I know that I'm all this Kirk Franklin and holler if you hear me and all that stuff, but look, you're going to holler if you hear me, okay? I'll beat the brakes off your little ass.
And then he had to take the man and...
I didn't see... That's coward stuff right there.
It is.
Especially if it's your dad. Like, even man to man, I think that's cowardly. I'm recording you and I'm not letting you know. Like, that's cowardly. Is. But to your own daddy, even if you're not rich, even if you're a broke dude, even if you're living right. in the back alley, right. that's your dad. Like, what was you really going to do?
I mean, regardless of how you feel about your parent, you don't get to choose them.
Right.
But you're supposed to respect them and love them anyway, right. even if they made their mistakes or whatever
right.
they did.
Right. And people, we're not saying love them as in you got to support them.
No, right, it's you don't want to give money.
Right, no, you can support them by giving them all the love and care in the world, referring them to some services that may help them for whatever problems that a parent may have. But I'm all, regardless of what my mom or dad did, does, or you know, have done that I don't know about that I'm gonna find out about, I'm always gonna love them. Like I'm gonna love. Like I said, I'm gonna love their dirty draws, man. That's the fam right there. Now, whether that's me actually, you know, being in their life or loving them from a distance or, you know, giving them money or letting them live with me or putting them, you know, in some situation where they can be comfortable, it's like, I'm always going to love you, but I might not love what you do. So,
right.
to put your dad on blast is just like, that's like not love. That's just some cold-hearted, I'm going to show the world that this is what we do. Like, nah, bro. Even if you bipolar, like, come on, man. On some level,
that's ridiculous.
That's dad, but
he ended up looking stupid anyway because Kirk Franklin, people love Kirk Franklin,
yeah,
and they rallied around him and they were right. like, you know what, he made you mad and you had a moment of weakness and you went off and hey, he deserved it because he went there with you, he disrespected you,
right?
Clearly,
right?
Called you up and disrespected you. You right. didn't even call him. He called you up talking crazy and you just checked him,
right?
Nah, you know, hey.
It is.
Sometimes
what it is.
We all have those demons. You know, we're all babes in Christ.
Right, right. Absolutely. Talk about it. So, on a side note, everybody out there in the world, the Bengals and the Bears are playing. And for those that might not know,
I'm in Chicago.
Yep. For those that might not know, I don't know if y'all been watching this podcast the entire time, but I have on a Bengals cap in Cincinnati, Ohio. And Miss Lady over there is. In Chicago, Illinois. And let me just tell you something. We beefing right now. I got a real problem with her because she think just because her team winning.
We all that in a bag of chips. The Bears come through when they need to.
Man,
those are my babies. I'm not a fair weather fan either. I love
me
them
neither.
When they lose. I love them when they win.
That's what I
love
like.
Them when they on some bullshit.
See, that's why you
I love them.
That's why you my peoples, because I'm the same way with my Bengals. Even them trash ears. When we had Dalton and we have and AJ Green, look, they was cool. AJ Green was a talent, but they wasted his prime. Well, yeah, y'all got Andy Dalton right now. I guess Justin Fields or something must be injured because Andy Dalton is quarterback for y'all right now.
Yeah, well, he got injured in the last game.
Did he? Oh, okay.
With the Rams,
he got to get that together.
And he was not playing well anyway. He was scared.
Okay,
poor baby.
Okay,
you know he had to get acclimated to the lay of the land. So right, they say.
I got you.
And shit like that, but I just love my Bears.
Mm-hmm.
They everything to me. And I'm not a fair weather friend.
I don't.
When it comes to fan, when it comes to them.
I got you. So
and I because anybody out there got something to say.
I don't know if you saw or if you want to Google real quick, but Lil Uzi Vert got swole. Like my man, I saw a video of him where he was working out, and my man then got real buff on him. I thought he was a small dude. Like I'm thinking he built like a you know, 110 pounds soaking wet because I think he like 5'4". But this Lil Uzi Vert then got swole on him. And I remember seeing a story where he had put a diamond in his forehead. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I see that. They snatched it out.
And they snatched it out. And I was like, he didn't hit that gym to say, hey, I want somebody to try it again.
I see a skinny picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
This little skinny picture.
And it should be one on YouTube, a video on YouTube. See,
this is the little skinny picture.
Oh, I can't see. It's a glare. Oh, yeah. There it is.
That's a little skinny picture.
Yeah.
Is that the one that was on?
No. The YouTube one, he looked like he was getting it in. He was doing squats. No, squats or something. Shoulder thrust.
Oh, no. Wait a minute now. Okay. What about that one?
Go to YouTube.
YouTube? Okay.
Yeah. Go to YouTube and type Lil Uzi Vert workout and look for something recently. But, yeah, he was getting swole on him.
Damn.
I was.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, sometimes little folks.
Right.
They'll be getting tired of getting picked on. We get swole, you know. We get swole. Because right. I'm only 5'2". A lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little short thing.
Many.
But I'll beat your ass. I'll beat you. I'm a crazy motherfucker. You take me there, I will see red, and that'll be it. And I'll wake up and be dead. Like, ooh.
Turn into
like, look. Wow. Did I do that? I'm on some Urkel shit. Like, wow, Rick? Wow. Did I hit you with that?
Ooh.
I want it
down. Oh, Lord. I can see you ripping off somebody's legs right now.
I do, especially when hoes be coming for me.
Uh-huh. You just aiming for the kneecaps.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that what you're going for? Is that what I think that's all short people's strategy. Like, if somebody too tall, it's like, hey, just take out the knees.
Take out the knee, and you also hit them, get them right in the stomach. Take your head, put it directly in their stomach.
Hit that, whoo, get that and all that air.
Mm-hmm. And then once you knock the air out of them, so then you do
it. Oh my goodness!
Okay, let's see. You say Lil Uzi workout?
Lil Uzi Vert workout. Yeah, he should be in the
Uzi Vert.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what these kids be naming. I mean, I'm not that big of a fan of the new age rap. Don't get me wrong. But when I first heard his name, I was like, is that supposed to be?
Oh, yeah.
Is that supposed to mean something? Oh, you see the video?
He lived 262.
Yeah, yeah, yep. That's the one. Yeah. Like I said, he done got swole on him.
It's on 9MAG TV.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. And he done got swole on him. I said, shout out to Lil Uzi Vert, man.
Yeah, he got, damn.
He getting it in. Oh, turn it down, Quint.
He's coming through. I'm sorry. I was trying to see, like.
He just trying.
Yeah, he did.
He trying to keep
That's crazy.
He trying to keep them people off his back. That's what it is.
Yeah, he doing like all these leg ups and, and chin ups and.
So I want to know, because you consider yourself Vert. Would you date a Lil Uzi Vert? Because I think he all a 5'4". Little
yes,
dude.
Absolutely.
You would.
I love little men.
That's right.
I do.
Break it.
Look at my track record.
Right.
So this is my thing. Mm. This is my theory. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
So, in heaven, the tall guys stayed in the tall line too long. So when they were giving out the knickies, they had to take what was left. Some made it, some didn't.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see. Listen, if y'all don't get it, you don't get it. Okay, but for us to get it,
the short guys, you know, the tall line was too long, and wasn't nobody in the Kaniki line, so they all lined up, and the Kaniki line said, "We got a better chance with the Kaniki line than we will with the tall line."
Oh Lord!
And they literally got the best of the picking. they were there early. You know, they camped out at 5 a.m. when they were advertising it.
Oh my gosh.
They were there. They were there ready to put it on. Try it on, see if it was the perfect size. Be greedy if they wanted to, you know, they wanted to elevate a little bit.
No.
And, yeah, so every guy that I've ever dated that was between literally 5'2 to 5'9.
Okay.
Maybe 5'8. I'm going to take 5'9 off the table.
Okay. So not maybe double digits. Okay.
Seven.
Okay.
5'2 to 5'7. I've never found one who wasn't in that line early.
Okay. Who got in the line early? All right.
But we're like, they were like, you know, Philippagus.
Snuffleupagus. I got you. Yeah, I got that, that's how
with
they.
When his nose is go up and down.
Okay, so I am.
Did I say that rated G?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, listen. Tall dudes. Get in her DM right now and blow it up with deep hits. Like, no, I'll just play.
Please do. Show me. Show me I'm wrong. Because I have had some hit or miss. I've said some guys. I was like.
And listen, okay, if you follow her on social media, y'all know she prefers, you know, the Snuffleupagus.
But did somebody, did you have an accident? Or is this your, did you bring your sons?
What?
Because, like, did y'all trade?
Oh, my God, is that what you. Listen, I will not stand. I will not stand for this tall man slander. I am 5'11", okay? And tall men unite, okay? We will not. We will not stand for this. Okay, look.
I had a guy. He was literally like Dixie cup size.
And which is crazy. Like, women. I've had all types of women like try to do different things to like guess what my decent. They're like, can I see your hand? Can you do like this? And then
no,
I'm going to do
work.
That.
No,
and then
divide.
Can I see your shoe size? And if you take your. Can I. Right? If your elbow from here to here. If you take that by two and then multiply it by pi. I'm like, look. We can just skip all this and I can show you. I mean, that'll just. Listen, just to skip. Just to stop all the assuming. Look, it's bad right there, Shorty. If you consent. You know, that's what it's all about. If you consent, I'll show you the one-eyed monster. It is what it is.
tall
guys, listen, don't pump fake, okay? If they ready for it, whip it out. Just show it to them with confidence, even if you a small man. Listen, just look, lean just
I
right.
I get that all the time.
Lean to the right with it. Just say, hey, look, it's to the right there. It looked like it's something.
Don't be sending no up close pictures either.
No, you
can't make it seem like it's. No.
Like when you take a picture of when you at a tree. Like, you see a tree, right. And you get right beneath that mug, so it's like, this motherfucker giant. It's like, nah, that's just a small tree. You just got the angle right, bro.
And don't go on kanickis.com and take a picture. Right. Let me tell you a story.
Go ahead. Quick. It's all about the item you use next to it. That get you a remote,
there's
get you
guy.
Your stuff, and you good. Show it to him, fellas.
The funny part was.
What's up?
Okay, so I had one guy
to
send me the video.
Right.
Of course, he wasn't, you couldn't see his face.
Right.
And he had his... Johnson next to a Pringles can.
Right.
Why come not even the same day, the same picture came up in another guy. And both of them swore up and down that the other one stole from the other.
Hell to the nah. That's beautiful.
I'm like, well, why don't we just settle it?
That's beautiful.
And why don't you just stand up in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Whip it out.
Right.
Take a picture.
Easiest thing to do.
I want to see your face,
right.
Your body connected to it.
Right.
That'll sell it all. So the other guy, he did like send me an X-rated video of him,
doing the
with his,
okay. Okay.
Himself.
That's enough details. That's cool with the deal. Okay. Next.
So therefore, it was in fact him, and the other guy stole from him.
Oh, really? So, guys,
is the other guy out?
You stealing dead? Listen.
Yeah.
So, let me back up the story.
We on kanickis.com.
So, did you ask for the D pick, or he was just like, let me show her what I'm working with? Stolen pick.
Yeah, let me just show you.
Really? And he's... Listen, okay, I take that back. Don't, guys, don't be confident, okay? Be humble. Let's just keep it humble, guys. Listen.
Just show a picture of you completely naked.
Mm-hmm.
Showing me this.
Right.
There, dog. There are some guys.
Get you a newspaper.
The full body.
Right.
With their face in the picture, with it in their hand.
Right.
Connected to their body.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Listen, I do
this
like
is me.
I do like Dave Chappelle. I hold the newspaper up with today's date in the local city I'm in. You know what I'm saying? So you can know it's me. Like, hey, look, this nigga ain't had no modification. It's today's date. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm telling people, send me a real selfie of you right now.
Right. But, like, if they want it, fellas, don't pump fake it. Just tell, hey, look, this is what I'm working with. Shlabam. And then just see where it go. But don't, I'm with the guy, though. Don't have your face in it, because she will clown you on social media. So,
I will.
Just protect yourself, protect your neck, and get in there and get out.
You do not want to be in the thick of it.
Listen to her. Listen, Simone Thick is a tagging fool, y'all. That thick is serious. Oh, yeah, and check out her podcast, Thick Thoughts, available every Saturday on your local podcast streaming network.
And, of course, my co-host.
Right, y'all know. That? Y'all know me. Hey.
Who my co-host?
Hey. Hey.
So we like tagging each other,
right?
Because y'all gonna be sick of our ass.
Absolutely,
when we get through, because we gonna be a tag team. And like, damn, everywhere I go, they damn. Like, what the hell?
Everywhere I go, everywhere I forget the song. But shout out to Full House. That wasn't Full House, but I did like Full House.
Everywhere I go, yes it was.
Was it okay? Yeah. Listen, we're not trying to get copyright, so we just gonna hum the hell out that song. Well, this is just a short little podcast, guys. 30 minutes, we in and we out. We appreciate you guys for stopping by. Be dope, be kind, but more than anything else, be yourself, and we'll catch y'all next time.
Peace. All right. Peace and chicken grease.
Okay, cool.